purple starfish. An old friend whose family member used to be so abundant along the West Coast. I used to see them on the Sunshine Coast where I lived when I was kayaking or paddleboarding. They even show up in my crab trap more frequently than I wished. But then they started disappearing about 12 years ago in 2013. And that turned out to be a mass dying off of sea stars. The scientific names these days is sea star rather than starfish because they are not a fish, the scientist said. It turns out that it was a mass dying off of sea star all along the Pacific West Coast due to the sea star wasting disease. They start to have lesions and just melted away. And since then, for many years, I have not seen a single sea star. That was the last I heard about these beloved sea creatures. It took the scientific community 12 years, actually, just a few months ago, to finally identify the virus that may have been the cause of the disease. While scientists are still pondering what to do next, now that they know who's the culprit, on that fateful afternoon, this purple starfish makes its appearance to me unannounced. I felt like Mary Magdalene being spooked by the risen Christ outside the tomb on Easter morning. That was how excited I was. Was that a ghost? Or was that the almost extinct starfish? And it turns out that it was not a once-off sighting. I took my paddleboard out again this past Monday on Porpoise Bay in Seashell Inlet. The whole tribe is back, and they can be seen dotting the coastline once again in abundance, wearing their purple, red, or orange jackets. Better than Armani's. I was so amazed by their reappearance, and I felt like walking on water with a paddleboard, of course. Friends, we seem to be living in a time of woes these days, being bombarded constantly with the devastating effects of climate change that are ravaging forests, homes, and communities, and causing unprecedented displacement of both the human and non-human kinds. Compounded by the unending daily news of wars and their warring leaders, whether military or trade, it is easy to default to our survival instinct of fight, flight, or fawn. We fight by responding to situations angry and blaming others. We take flight by acting in denial, compartmentalizing and ignoring the situations altogether. We fawn by feeling paralyzed to act, frozen to respond, running away. What is common to all these various responses is a lack of hope. It's difficult to access hope from day to day, it may seem. Jesus, who invites us into a Trinitarian life with the Creator and the Spirit, a way of living that we are not living just for ourselves, from our self-centeredness. Look at the altar frontal. The Trinitarian life. You who have entered into the death and life of Christ through your baptism are raised to participate in a Trinitarian life that recognizes more than ourselves, even more than the human species. Jesus has shown us how to swim amidst the sea of woes, and every now and then our Creator responds and give us a sign of hope of new life, even resurrection, a promise of restorations of relationships among and between species and with the Creator. The prophet Jeremiah used the analogy of the potter and her clay vessels to offer hope to the people of Israel who were in exile due to the evils of social injustices towards the earth and its inhabitants, and the spiritual idolatry of turning away from God and following worthless things. Last Sunday, we heard the readings that when we follow worthless things, we become worthless ourselves. This Sunday, Jeremiah invites us to turn back to God, the Creator who loves us and the whole creation with an everlasting love into being. Some of you know that my mother and I have been taking pottery classes this summer. What started out as a mother and son fun times turns out to be a very humiliating, humbling, and revealing time. I'm still struggling to center the lump of clay after 9 classes. And let me say, I know how it's like and how easy it is to have the clay vessel spoiled in the potter's hands. Clay pots on the wheel have lives of their own. 1 minute I thought a decent-looking pot was taking shape, and the next minute some parts collapsed. True confession of a lousy potter. Nonetheless, the saying, there is no ugly pot, is also true. A pot can be reshaped into some other form. For example, my collapsed bowls were turned into a small dish. And also, glazing hides a lot of sins. I can see some laughs from maybe fellow potters. The bottom line, you can always find hope in pottery. I think this passage from Jeremiah is calling us for a renewed relationship with the earth, urging repentance from destructive ways, just as God warned Israel of judgment for moral failure. Our environmental crises today reflect the consequences of human exploitations of creation. Yet hope remains. Let's say that and hear it again. Yet hope remains. If we turn from ecological harm, God can reshape our future. Peace with creation, the theme for this year's season of creation, begins with humility, acknowledging our failures, our role in environmental degradations, and embracing a new relationship with creation. Like clay, we must be reformed into agents of healing for the earth. And peace is more than just the absence of war. In the Hebrew Bible, shalom represents a far deeper concept, one that extends beyond the absence of conflict to the full restorations of broken relationships, as illustrated by the Hebrew prophets. This restoration encompasses our relationship with God, ourselves, the human family, and the rest of creation. Peace with creation requires proactive steps. Jesus taught repentance and restorative justice. We must repair broken relationships between human and the earth, human and other creatures, and human and God. God's peace emerges when we work for justice, solidarity, reconciliation, and harmony with creation. Transformation takes patience, understanding, and trust. Yet, every now and then, the loving Creator gives us a sign of hope to hold on to. The reemergence of the starfish, the record returns of sock-eyed salmons to the Fraser Rivers are signs of hope from our loving Creator, so that we shall not lose hope for peace and shalom with creation. Even as our forests are still burning, our air is filling with dust particles from wildfires, and our human and non-human brothers and sisters are being displaced. God desires restorations and renewal for the earth where Christ took flesh and dwells. The earth is indeed the body of Christ impregnated with possibilities of resurrections. This season, I invite you all to continue to reflect how you may participate in creation care and the healing of our world through our lives, through your talents, time, and money, through your networking, through your work together as a community of faith. We shall go forward. May that be so. Amen.